I'm watching big, clear blue water bottles, the kind you see on water coolers, bouncing along on a conveyor to be washed and then filled with water. Chuck Swartzel is the president of Besco Water Treatment.
We treat it, it's well water, we treat it, purify it with reverse osmosis, sanitize it, and filter it and bottle it.
Besco also bottles water in smaller containers, the kind you might buy at a convenience store. All of Besco's customers are within the Great Lakes Basin, so the water will eventually make its way back to the lakes. But some bottlers distribute water far outside the basin. One of PepsiCo's Aquafina bottled water plants gets its water from the Detroit River, which connects the upper Great Lakes to the lower lakes. Aquafina's bottled water is distributed inside and outside the basin. That means Great Lakes water is being trucked away. It's a net loss of water to the basin. That's not anything new. Water from the Great Lakes Basin in the form of beer from Milwaukee or milk from Minnesota or any of the other products you can think of that are mostly water are shipped far and wide and have been for a long time. But some environmentalists say trucking bottled water away is different. They argue it's a lot like a recent attempt to take tanker ships of Lake Superior water to Asia. It's not a value-added product that's made from water. It's just water. Bill Lobenhurst is a lobbyist for the Michigan Soft Drink Association. He says bottled water is a value-added product, just like many of the others.
Indeed, there's a lot more water in lumber, for example, Christmas trees, and sometimes with a lot less value added to it, too. You don't have to do that much to cut it and ship it. Cherries, baby food, other non-consumable products like paint. What about the water we have to put in the automobile radiators? I really don't know that there is a distinction there. It seems to be more of a misplaced perception than it is any kind of environmental reality.
I guess I'm having a hard time getting my head around the difference between shipping water out by a truckload of bottles and shipping it out by tanker. What's the real difference there?
I think the difference is that there's the fear that if it's by tanker in those quantities, that it could be abused. If it's in bottles, it's really quite controllable because there's so much more value added to put it in small bottles.
Not everyone is buying that argument. Dave Dempsey is the Great Lakes advisor for the environmental group Clean Water Action. He says the most recent debates about water withdrawal started when that shipping company planned to take about 156 million gallons a year to Asia. Dempsey says a single new bottled water plant trucks away even more than that.
The Nestle project, the single project in Michigan that has been sited and is operating, takes 168 million gallons per year. So the volumes can be greater in bottles than in tankers.
But that's still not that much water compared to other uses. According to figures in a report by the Great Lakes Commission, the cities and industries around the Great Lakes withdraw more than 43 billion gallons a day. Much of it is used and returned to the lakes, but nearly 2 billion gallons a day is lost. It's not returned to the lakes because it evaporates or it's incorporated into products. 2 billion gallons a day makes Nestle's bottled water plant's 168 million gallons a year seem minor. But Dave Dempsey argues there's a more sinister concern. He believes if water is treated like any other commodity, large corporations that can profit from it will begin to hoard it and control it.
You will hear bottled water companies say that they're just another user like a farmer or a manufacturer or even a city water supply, but they're not because they're asserting private ownership of a public resource. And if we essentially allow that by not putting controls on the water for sale industry now, I'm afraid the Great Lakes may become the world's largest privately owned reservoir.
A recent agreement between the states and provinces around the Great Lakes allows bottled water to be shipped out in bottles as large as 5 gallons. But some environmentalists say that agreement is a slippery slope. They say corporations will soon be asking, why just 5 gallons? Why not 55-gallon barrels? And then tankers. The bottling industry says the environmentalists are making a big deal out of nothing and would do better spending their time teaching everyone to conserve water instead of complaining about someone in another state quenching their thirst with a bottle of water from the Great Lakes. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.